Hello and welcome back to Marriage, the Good, the Bad, the Funny. I'm Samuel Pitcher.
And I'm Sarah Pitcher.
It is October 13th, 2019, Season 2, Episode 2. Let's get into it. Season 2, Episode 2, right?
Yes, I was just thinking, is it really October 13th?
It is October 13th, the exact opposite numbers of Halloween, the 31st.
Oh, look at you being so smart.
Yep. Everyone's favorite holiday. I honestly couldn't quite care less about it. I could care less.
No, it's couldn't. You're right.
Yes, I couldn't care less about it. Thank you. But that's not why we're here. We're here to kick off Season 2, Episode 2. We had a good first episode.
Yes, we did.
That's because must be either people missed us or we do have some new listeners out there that want to hear more of us. God help you all.
Hey.
I'm sorry. They want to hear more of you.
That's what I thought.
Yes. They get me by default, but they want to hear more of you.
Just like Ralphie.
Just like Ralphie. We're going to try in this episode to get through a couple of new questions from our book for those that missed it. I'm just trying to remember the name of the people that wrote it so we give credit where credit is due. It is Love Talk Starters, 275 Questions to Get Your Conversations Going. By Drs. Les and Leslie Parrott. There. If we're going to get this many listens, I don't want to be sued for not giving credit.
Oh, all right. Fine, fine.
We're on the radar now.
That is true. We are.
You've been excited about it? I think it has something to do with recording on Sundays versus Fridays.
Probably.
We'll keep seeing how that works out, but I'm good with it. New season, new day, new everything about us.
Whee! Anyways. Yes. So, I decided that we were going to do the questions at random, and then I'm like, no, how are we going to figure out which questions we've already done? So we'll do it in order, and now I've chosen random again. So I have found a good question.
Knowing what you're going to do next is random enough for me.
Hey, okay, so.
That's for horses, by the way. Straw's cheaper, and I hear that grass is still free.
Is it? Are you sure?
Positive.
Okay. Anyways, moving on. Question is, if your spouse had a choice between a day at an amusement park or a day at a health spa, which one would he or she choose? So, I guess that's you have to answer as far as what you think I would choose, and I'll answer what you would choose. Well, I already know what you would choose.
I mean, did you pick this one just because we've had a whole segment on it?
Yes. Actually, no. I really just turned to it, and I'm like, ooh, I like this one.
I see. Well, I'm picking for you first.
Yes.
It's kind of obvious.
How do you know?
Well, actually, it's not obvious because you have the option for me to say whatever I say there and then for you to go the opposite direction on a whim. Like you have done with our questions. I am completely off guard when it comes to how we're doing this podcast now.
Yeah, I like it that way.
Well, we talked about you taking control and how everyone out there would like that, so maybe that's how we got to do things.
See?
You would pick between an amusement park and a health spa all day long. You would pick. I'm assuming it's you have the finances for both or both are all paid for. I don't know. It doesn't say.
It doesn't say.
You would pick a health spa.
Yes and no. The reason I say that is, so at a spa, you're, yes, it's a day of relaxation. However, at an amusement park, you have the option to bring stuff home. You can take pictures and remember the day. You have fun rides to go on. I'm trying to compare it to like the day we went to either Knoebels or Water Safari versus, you know, okay, yes, a massage is nice. But if the weather's nice, honestly, I'd rather be in an amusement park.
Okay. Well, I don't think you've truly ever, and I can't say that I have, but I don't think you've truly ever been to a legitimate health spa. I think you've been to what we have around here that are spas, but I don't think you've been to the spas where it's not just your, you know, hour or 2 hour massage and then it's like, take your money and get out. There's some legit spas where it's like, okay, here's your sauna to get your, you know, your toxins out of your body. Then here's your mud mask. Then the massage. Then a nice hot tub massage to really, like, firm up whatever they've done to you beforehand. Like, I don't think you've ever been to a true, you haven't had the chance to be at a true house spa, because we don't really have those around here.
No, but we do have, I mean, like you said, we do have a couple of actual spas. So, following up on last week's appreciation, I would appreciate maybe a full day's worth of spa treatments from you for what you don't appreciate me for. Hint, hint.
Haha, very subtle. Well, you know, it's just as if you would choose. It doesn't say that the other person has to act on.
Hey.
These are questions.
Hey, you know, I'm still waiting on my flowers from last week, which I've yet to receive.
And longtime listeners will know that both of those things you just said, flowers and flower delivery, and the word yet, are taboo for me.
They really are.
So which one would I pick between a wonderful day at an amusement park or the other one being health spa?
I'm thinking that we would do the amusement park if it was you choosing your day.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
You know, that's kind of a safe bet. But why? Why would I pick the amusement park? How do you know I don't want to treat myself?
Because it's not you? It really, like...
You call me selfish all the time.
Yeah, but that's different. That's different selfishness.
Oh, okay, it is.
That's different selfishness. Your version of a health spa is sitting on the couch watching Cheers.
Yeah. Because sometimes you want to go where everyone knows your name.
Oh, no.
I think we have to get some commentary about that because it's a licensed song.
Ah.
The commentary is I like Cheers.
Yes. Anyways, yes, I think that you would prefer to go to an amusement park versus going to a health spa. I mean, what, we sat there and chose on a whim to go to two different theme parks just because we could over the summer.
How many times did I choose to go to the state fair this past year?
Five.
Five times to the great New York State Fair.
It's just a fair.
The fair is the fair.
It's just a fair. Anyways, moving on. So, yes, you would most assuredly choose the amusement park.
That's an easy one. And yours was kind of an easy one. You just, like I said, you could have gone either way because you like to throw things, like to throw a wrench in my plans.
Yeah, what of it?
Well, any other thoughts on that one before we jump into another question or two? Because I said I want to get through a couple at least.
No, I don't think so.
And now I have to take this book because I'm starting to think that what made last week so great of a listen count was because we weren't necessarily just talking about ourselves. Yeah, we were talking about why I don't, but we were talking a lot about what we know so much about, the psychology of marriage.
Okay.
Being as, you know, we're reading straight from a book from, you know, doctors, we now know everything they know. For those who listened on episode one, we made it very clear that's not the case. But I think people want more of how they can apply it to themselves. Because at the end of the day, everyone's favorite word is their own name. So if there's a Jim out there, Jim wants to hear about him. If there's a Sally, Sally wants to hear about her. I just named two of my relatives.
Yes, you did.
Yes, I did. Because it was about me.
Okay, me monster.
Me monster. So I think a lot of people like the fact that they could apply last week's to themselves. Now they can ask their partner, hey, would you like to go to an amusement park or a health spa?
Yes.
Why or why not? They are free to do that. They can do whatever what they want with this episode. If they've listened this far, congratulations. There's more to come. And we'll keep going. But I do want to do this question that you thought sounded a lot like last week's when you were going in order. So the question is, on a scale of 1 to 10, how polite are the two of you to one another? If you are not as polite as you'd like to be, what could you do differently? So I'm thinking we can take liberties with this one.
Okay. What liberties are those?
We should either make the ground rules that we be candid live on air right now and have the other person rate their politeness to the other person. And just, you know, go with it and see what the other person thinks.
Mm-hmm.
Or we should self-reflect and we say, okay, no, I think I'm a blank out of 10 when it comes to politeness for you.
Mm. I think the candid one sounds better.
Oh, boy. Yeah. It does, doesn't it?
It does.
Okay, are the ground rules that we don't get? And whoever is listening to this, if you want to try this with your partner, you make your own rules on it. It's we're opening up a can of worms here, I think. But yep. So you want me to hear you rate me and then I rate you.
Yes.
Are either of us going to get upset at each other?
I don't know. The night is
young. Off the air?
The night is young, so.
Oh, off the air. Well, if I make you so mad that you can't finish the podcast, well, no. If you guys just hear dead silence for the next 10 minutes or so. Okay. Well, I went first last time, so on a scale of 1 to 10, how polite am I to you?
Ah, well, let's see here. I gotta say, you are probably a 7 out of 10.
Ooh, that's higher than I expected.
No, because to be fair, you do ask permission for a lot of things. And now, granted, the 7 out of 10 is because you don't do it every time.
The question was, how polite am I, not how whipped am I?
Hey, polite can mean whipped sometimes.
The more whipped, the more I fall into line, the more polite I am. I see how it is.
But no, like, if I'm in the kitchen and you ask me to get you something, like, bring a water back with me, you do say please. I don't know. What else does being polite mean?
Well, I did not come prepared with the Webster's definition of the word polite, but I think of it as one who displays courteousness and kindness without, I think the key part to me is it's natural. It's not without instigation. I don't think a person can be forced to be polite. So I joked about the whipped, but I don't think you can be forced to be. It's something that a true politeness would just be, I held the door for you because I felt it was the right thing to do.
Okay. Well, then maybe I'll have to do a 6.5 because you don't really open my doors.
Oh, boy.
So.
Okay. I've downgraded. See, I've done the classic man thing. I've talked myself down a grade or two. The more I gave you an out, the more you took it.
Yep. So, okay. So probably like a 6.5 because, I mean, I do have to open my own doors.
And, oh, okay.
You know. Nice.
You just asked what polite was. So am I rating you now?
Yes.
All right. On a scale of 1 to 10, how polite is Sarah to me? We're not saying patient. We're saying polite.
Okay.
So I'm going to say you're a solid 6. People are going to go back tomorrow and say, boy, you guys, what do you guys do to each other? Do you yell at each other all the time? Do you kick each other? I think you're more polite than you're not, but you do have your, as we call them around here, your stomp slams, where you just demand things more than you ask for them nicely. You demand perfection from such an imperfect person such as myself.
Well, you know, the dishes are still in the sink, by the way.
I see. New dishes. Yeah. You did the other ones.
I did. You're right. I got tired of looking at them.
Well, so that's mine. I gave you a 6, you gave me a 6.5. And the next part is, if you are not as polite as you'd like to be, what could you do differently? Before we get to that one, the other reason I like this one is because if you think about it, we are probably polite to people outside of our household. And we are polite to each other. We're not just saying this stuff to make people think, oh, we're mean people to each other. No, we are polite. But I think something happens is, once again, we talk about how we act outside of the house and how it can be easy to do it outside the house and then not do it as regularly here.
Well, you're kind of more expected to do it outside the house. I mean, we both work in jobs where you need that politeness.
Right. But this is where it can get probably the deepest it's ever really gotten on this podcast with me. Why is it that I feel the need, or somebody feels the need, to be completely polite to a complete stranger? Like, I work in a place where I'm in sales at the end of the day, and I have to, you know, I send emails, I make phone calls, I'm talking to clients, coworkers, who you name it, and I'm, you know, sitting there reading my emails a couple times to make sure it's, you know, as polite as we can't be misconstrued. I'm picking my words carefully when I'm on the phone with these people. And I put so much thought and effort into it. Why is it we do that for complete strangers, but then when we come home, it can be very easy because we know the person to just be passive when it comes to politeness?
Because you are doing it all day long, that at the end of the day, you're just exhausted and you're like, "Mer."
Right. But is that right?
No. No one claimed it was.
But I feel like that's how society's become, is that we focus more on the strangers and how other people view us, that we start to take a passive approach when it comes to how our close relatives feel and look at us. Plus, we feel like I think that you have to, as my wife, accept me for who I am, regardless of how polite I am to you. And I'm to do the same if you're not very polite to me.
Well, you know, like I said, maybe you'd get some more politeness if those flowers came around.
Well, that's my philosophical thought, and I think it ties nicely with the next question, is what could be done, what could you do differently? And I don't think the answer is that we stop being polite outside of our household. I don't think that'll end well.
No, probably not. Because
you said you get tired of it after a while. Politeness isn't a switch that should, it shouldn't be a battery that runs low and you have to recharge. It should be part of who you are. So that being said, what could we do differently to be more polite?
I think a lot of it stems from having more patience.
Yeah.
I mean, you just have that patience to take that deep breath and be like, can you do this, please? Despite how you might be upset that the garbage hasn't been taken out and it is garbage day and there you are still laying in bed.
Yeah.
It's awfully specific, I know.
Gee, it's almost as if that's a ringing in my ears for a reason.
Hmm.
I don't know why. But yeah, that's one way, is you have to take that step back. And it goes back to, I think you have to rekindle what you once had, because we joked about it before, the dating scene, how I say women make the best salespeople and the best campaigners, because you become a different person afterwards. But you almost have to go back to that dating routine as a couple.
That's true.
Because when you're dating somebody, you know, the guy, or I don't really care, you know, the partner is going to be holding the door for you, pulling out your chair at the table. They're not going to be, passing bodily noises at the dinner table. I get that it's great you can become comfortable with somebody, but in some ways that politeness is really heavy duty when it comes to the dating scene, but goes away once you become more intimate and more comfortable with one another.
I told you what my favorite line from the one Cinderella movie is. We hide our flaws until after the wedding.
Yep.
It really is pretty true, though.
It is. But it's another thing. The politeness is one of those things that sometimes you have to revisit what it was like when you first started to get to know each other, because you have to go back to the fear, for lack of better words, of I might lose this person if I am rude, obnoxious. I mean, if think about what you do with your spouse, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your fiance, your partner, whoever. Think about what you do with them now on a daily basis. And if you were doing some of that stuff when you were dating, would you have gotten to the point of marriage or the next step that you're in right now?
That's true.
I don't think a lot of people would have the ability to say, oh yeah, we'd definitely be where we were. So that's our deep thought of the evening. I think people do enjoy, and this is just me thinking, they can let us know at marriagegbf@gmail.com if they have any questions or suggestions as to what they like or don't like. Maybe they don't like you talking as much. Maybe they do. Maybe they want me to shut up. Maybe they don't. Who knows?
Are you done?
No, you've answered the question of what you would like me to do. Am I done what?
Are you done flapping your gums?
Thank you. Politeness. Just as we just spent the last 7 minutes talking about. But I do want to at least throw it out there that that's a chance that people like putting a scenario that they can apply to themselves.
Okay.
Are we going to try to do the creepy stories?
Well, I have something that was kind of creepy.
Oh, do you?
I do.
All right. Do you need the creepy filter?
I don't think so. I mean, I think it's okay.
I don't know if it did anything different. I don't edit these things very well.
Okay. Well, anyways, so my creepy thing is I fall asleep very easily out on the couch. And what happens a lot of the time is Sam will go off to bed. I'll stay out on the couch because I don't want to move at that particular time. And so that means Ralphie, our dog, stays out with me. Well, he is an adventurous little boy sometimes. And one of the worst things that you can have happen is, have you ever had someone or felt like someone was staring at you or something was looking at you? That happens almost on a nightly basis as Ralphie sits on the floor waiting for me to open my eyes to acknowledge him because he wants water. But there was one in particular that his paws were up on the couch and his snout was on, like, on my arm, and I was pretending to be asleep still, but he sensed that I was awake. He sensed I was awake and just nudged me like, "Hey, I know you're faking, lady. Get up. I want water." So that's my creepy thing that happens a lot. It's just Ralphie existing and looking at me.
So both our creepy stories so far have been about Ralphie.
Yes, because he lurks around the house.
It's true. At nighttime, he becomes a different beast.
Yeah, really.
It's scary. Help us. We're in great danger. We use the podcast to hide our true feelings. He's groaning right now outside the door as we speak. Moaning and groaning.
Oh, he pushed his way in.
Oh, yep. He found his way in. And he busted in just like The Shining. And that was last week. Two questions down. Well, three questions if you count last week. Only 272 more to go.
Yep.
If we even, you know, get through them all. We might keep doing random. I will hold firm until I'm proven otherwise that people enjoy the deeper sides. Maybe, you mean I don't have to make comedic jokes every single turn I get?
No, you don't.
I don't? Boy, who'd have thought? We do take criticism, just not well. I don't take it well.
Oh, you don't? No. Nope.
But maybe we'll get to that point and we can find out how I can do it better. Any parting words of wisdom?
I don't think so.
Two questions. One lighthearted, the other one meant to be more serious, and then your creepy story about our dog who's out to get us.
Yep.
We're still convinced, since I don't know if we've ever mentioned it, but Ralphie is a rescue dog. We're still not entirely certain about what happened to his previous family. Whenever we mention them, he kind of gives us a stare, and then he walks away ominously. Yep, he's doing it right now. But if that's it and you have nothing else for us,
no.
Are we good to close this one out?
Yes, I believe we are.
All right. Well, like I said, if anyone has any questions, suggestions, comments, whatever you got, send them our way at marriagegbf@gmail.com. In the meantime, if you liked this episode or you didn't like this episode, either way you look at it, share it with your friends, family, and loved ones. They'll love to hear from you. This could be a great icebreaker at your next party. Shameless plugs over. Have a good week. We will see you next time. I'm Samuel Pitcher.
And I'm Sarah Pitcher.
And you've made it through Season 2, Episode 2 of Marriage, the Good,
the Bad,
the Funny. Till next time, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.